Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Our kids arrived just the other day. Warped to the van in a magical way. While we fought our dads, cause it turned out they were the purple robes that took them away. And Willie seems to be the leader of the group. He told Ron, I'll be seeing you, son. You know I'll be seeing you soon. And the bad dogs covered as we withdrew. In our van with our kids and Peyton too. Gotta get home, but we don't know. Trouble now, boy, really in trouble now.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, occasionally a D&D podcast about four dads from our world flung into the Forgotten Realms in the quest to rescue their lost sons. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Glenn Close, the rock and roll Christmas cover band bard dad of the group. And this week's Glenn fact, you guys ready for this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Give it to me.
In the long run of ways Glenn has embarrassed Nick as a father, Glenn has a fairly popular OnlyFans account. Now, for those of you, I'm noticing that it's blank stares from across the room here. OnlyFans, basically it's paid Twitter. And I remember when they first started, they were like, we're going to get influencers. We're going to get all of these types of different people to like get their super fans to pay for their things. And then within, I think, about 30 seconds, it was like, nope, just porn. It is just directly paying for pornography. But Glenn does not know this. So he got on and he was like, oh, cool. I'll do guitar tips, like teach people how to like go up and down the minor pentatonic scale and stuff. And got like a minor following.
All of his videos that say fingering in them. God, big hits.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
He's like, oh, man, what's going on? And people just sign up and they don't stick around. But yeah. And of course, whatever small following he has on OnlyFans completely dwarfs Nick's TikTok account. So it's just a continuing source of embarrassment between the two of them.
According to Google, in 2016, the website OnlyFans appeared as a way for bodybuilders, personal trainers, and cooks to have a monetized social media feed. A premium Twitter where people paid a monthly subscription to see your recipes, workouts, and gym progress.
It's crazy that they started
there. I didn't hear
there.
The word porn in there.
I didn't hear the word porn in there at all.
Okay.
But to be fair, this seems like maybe like...
I do have safe search on.
I do have to get my mom to disable the V-chip on my laptop.
It's going to be great because you know that like all of our kids will be completely unable to get around the ironclad security that will come up because we were born in like Sing Sing.
We know all the tricks.
Like going to tricks?
Like,
we don't need tricks anymore.
I mean, it's just like incognito mode. But like we invented like hiding your JPEG.
Google, there's no tricks anymore.
Google knows what we're doing.
Google baked the trick into their browser.
Granted, in the browser does say you can use it in case you wanted to, say, gift shop for someone.
You can literally... You can literally just grab a stranger's phone and yell porn at it, and it gives you porn.
Well, my children are going to have to pay for Pornhub Premium, so how about that?
Say, Billy, why don't you start a paper route to pay for that Bang Bros subscription?
The way you said that made me feel like you'd be like, you can only go to Pornhub if you pay for Pornhub Premium.
I would be the dad who's like, no, Pornhub's the one you want. RedTube, it's too much for amateur stuff. It doesn't have the production value that you're looking
and
for.
And then I'd be like, you know, actually, Pornhub Premium has a special this week where a premium is free.
If I catch my kid with pirated porn, I'm going to make him finish all of it.
Oh, no!
He said the worst thing. He said the worst thing that anyone's ever said. Wow. Fleshlight tag has been dethroned. No.
Okay. Oh. All right, off of that. Hi, my name is Matt Arnold. I play Daryl Wilson, a stay-at-home coach dad who's a barbarian in the Forgotten Realms.
What porn site does Daryl use?
Daryl's favorite porn site.
Daryl pays Close.com. For it.
Daryl pays for porn like a goddamn American. That's what he does.
Daryl single-handedly
Daryl
pays the whole
for
industry.
Porn is what allows everybody else to enjoy free porn.
For everyone, no, Daryl's a whale.
No. Daryl probably paid for porn once and still thinks, like, I gotta make sure that credit card from, like, when I was 17 is never found. Oh my god, I hope somebody's gonna find out someday. Anyways, not even a really funny dad fact or anything, this is just a simple dad fact. Daryl's favorite breakfast is Franken eggs, which was also his dad's Frank's favorite breakfast, which is just a hot dog cut into eggs, which is what his dad would always have. And then on Father's Day, he does it with over easy eggs, even though he hates runny eggs because that's how his dad always ate it.
Aw, that's very wholesome.
Franken eggs is awesome.
Daryl's favorite porn site. Yeah.
Yep, you got it. You got it.
Hey everyone, I'm Will Campos. I play Henry Oak, hippie, crunchy, munchy, druid, nature dad in the Forgotten Realms, you know, for life. My mind's been racing for the last 30 seconds to do like a Henry's favorite porn is blank thing, but I can't come up with it. So maybe next week, guys. Henry's dad fact this week is...
He doesn't have a favorite porn. It would make him feel bad. Like, they all work equally hard.
It's just like a saucy leaf that looked like
Henry,
it had boobs.
Henry likes all naturals.
Henry's
only beautiful like shots of
animal
landscapes.
Animal planet mating season.
No, he doesn't J-O to animals. That's absurd. What was it?
Sorry, we were talking about jerking off animals. Sorry, keep going.
Oh, wait.
What?
Roots? Like roots
like
in
the
dirt?
Like the
like
Civil
slavery?
War?
No.
Like the miniseries
no.
about African Americans?
Oh, my God.
Henry's, no.
But you said roots. There's no other context for the word roots.
There is. Like roots that grow in the ground.
In the porn context, though? I don't understand
well, like,
where.
I don't know. I thought maybe somebody might think it's sexy if, like, roots from a tree is going inside
That's
the ground.
That's
Evil Dead.
Beyond.
I do want to clarify
None
that,
that is usable.
Henry likes nature, but Henry doesn't want to fuck the earth. Henry's dad fact this week is that Henry's number one pet peeve in the world is that when you Google the word fossil, the first fucking three pages of Google results are the watch, not the actual fossils. How do you get to the fossils on Google? That's Henry's big pet peeve. This is also Will pet peeve that is a little preview of the rap album that I've been doing research on. And I try. This is the level of geology we're dealing with here is me Googling the word fossil and then clicking through three pages of results about the watch brand. So that really grinds Henry's gears.
The first page of my Google when I type in fossil doesn't have a single thing about fossils. It's all
it's
about the
porn.
Watch company.
It's just porn.
Hey, I'm Beth May, and I play Ron Stampler, emotionally detached stepfather and rogue. Fun fact about Ron this week that actually doesn't have anything to do with porn. Ron has been skiing three times, and... You know, when you're first learning to ski, you have to you make your skis into a pizza shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pizza shape. So you
French
don't.
French fries.
Yeah. Yeah. Until you're good enough for the French fries,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
But I think that Ron thought that pizza was such a cool thing that he thought like that was the most advanced type of skiing. Like as long as you stay in the pizza wedge, that's how you're looking like a cool dude on the slopes.
Ron is correct that pizza is better than French fries. So I got to say like that checks
Whoa,
out.
That's a tough one.
Does it
keep
you slow?
Really think about
is that,
that
why you stay in pizza form?
Yeah.
I've never been skiing, so I don't know why you'd do pizza form. Just keeps
and
you
also, he reads Playboy for the articles.
I'm Anthony Birch. I don't read Playboy.
I don't read.
I just look at the pictures. I'm the opposite of Beth. My dad fact is, so Matt was my boss when I came to L.A.
when we worked on a show called Rocket Jump the Show that nobody watched.
That's a wild sentence to say. It brings me back.
No, yeah, yeah.
Matt, you were somebody's boss.
Yeah, he was my boss. Now I'm his dad.
Damn.
But how the tables have turned.
We were on set, and I can't remember why, but we got into a conversation about, like, what's the funniest letter? And I was like, obviously D, as in dog. And he goes, no, it's B as in boy. And I went, why? And Matt goes, butt baby boy. And then I looked him in the face and I went, dick daddy. And like nobody, like it was that day, I was like, man, I'm not really sure who won out. But now that this podcast exists, I won, Matt. Suck my ass.
Wait, what dick was daddy. Matt's again?
Butt baby boy.
Butt baby boy.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, but Dungeons and Daddies pays his fucking rent.
That's true. So. It took a long time, but Anthony has won that fight.
I never fucking forget a good struggle.
I thought you were going to talk about the time I just walked up to you and said, hey, Andrew.
I do remember that one. After 2 years of us knowing each other and me being to your wedding and you being in mine.
On set, I walked up looking dead in the eye and like confident. It wasn't like I forgot. I was just like, yo, Andrew.
He had his hand out for a handshake, said, yo, Andrew. I went, what the fuck? And he kept walking at me while shaking his head going, I don't know, man. Like his body was still in the like, hey, Andrew phase. And even though his brain
was like, I
lagged
out and I just kept moving. I couldn't stop myself.
I slapped his fucking hand away.
It's okay. Yep. You'll all be my butt baby boys forever.
Butt baby boy.
So to summarize briefly what happened last episode, there was a lot of fighting. Doug died for Peyton. Peyton almost died. You got all your kids back. They drove up in a van to save you. It turns out that the dads are extremely powerful. They killed about a third of your troops in a really short fight. You fled, you told the bad dogs to flee with you, and now you're in a van with Henry driving and Ron in shotgun. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? You got a van full of your kids, and you're surrounded by a bunch of bad dogs, and you know that somewhere behind you, Willie Stampler and Barry Oak and Bill Close are probably going to be looking for you.
Well, diehard reference, Bill Clay. It's Alan Rickman's alias when he pretends to be.
We drive back to our home.
First things first. So yeah, we're
shit. You found the cheat code to beat Dungeons and Dragons. No.
First things first. Henry turns behind me and goes, "Seatbelts, seatbelts. Everyone got their seatbelts on."
I'm already buckling Grant's seatbelt and I'm hugging him at the same time. I said, "That was a great move, Grant. So smart. I'm glad." Oh man, you still have the stone with you?
He goes, kind of, and he shows it to you, and it's got a big ass crack down the middle of it, so it's kind of in two halves now. And he goes, "I mean, I don't think you're supposed to." My goodness, Bethany.
Freddie pointed at me. He knew.
Oh, no.
That's the answer.
A big old butt crack down the middle of the orb. And it's shattered, and you can't. It seems like you probably can't use it.
I mean, you used it pretty good, so
yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, no thanks.
Hey, did someone get the drone? No? Oh, man.
No, the drone, I guess, who was using it? Doug, right?
Doug was.
And yeah, then... Doug was using it. I forgot to mention the last episode when Doug got vaporized, you heard the like clatter of the drone remote going down and none of you thought to pick it up, I guess.
So the drone's probably like auto land once it runs out of batteries in about 40 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
No, it's actually a nuclear fusion in the future and it'll auto land based on GPS on where it took off from back in our world.
Fry's electronics.
Yeah, we just go back to the fries. So there are not enough seatbelts for all the kids, first of all.
Fair enough. I think I like more or less sat on my children when I got in the car because they were okay, right? All right, Lark Sparrow, just see if you two of you can scooch in and just click the belt buckle around all three of us, I guess. Just we gotta be safe, okay? We gotta be safe. We almost died.
Yep. They can use my seatbelt. I stand up. It's like, come back here, kids. It was a good seat here.
Okay, Daryl, don't stand up in the van though. That's dangerous too.
I'd rather it be the kids, you know, have a seatbelt than me though.
Okay, but just hold on to something. Yes, Ron?
Terry, do you want to share my seatbelt? Or maybe I have, let's see, I might have like a long sleeve t-shirt somewhere around here that I could just tie you to the chair with.
Why are you wearing pants?
It's a long story, actually.
Your stepfather did something very brave and gave up his entire ability to wear pants so that we could find you.
That's a very nice way of putting it. Really, I just, I did it for the betterment of humanity, Terry. I'm something of a hero myself. Mr. Mustache, what's a good thing to tell my son about my pants situation? Something that makes me sound like really brave and really cool and really like dad. Like not like stepdad dad, but like dad.
You could tell him that you lost him like saving somebody's life. Like somebody was coming after you and you grabbed somebody and then the monster like grabbed your pants and pulled them off.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I didn't go to improv class.
Mr. Mustache, I wish you had told me about the improv classes before you attached yourself to my face. This whole thing could...
You put me on your face. You chose to do this.
Oh, I put you on your face?
Yeah.
I'm just asking you a question again with a question in emphasis.
You want to play questions real quick?
Yes, and? Jerry,
Holy shit, Jerry, I
lost my pants saving somebody's life.
My life is, I would have died if it wasn't for Ron. You taking those pants off and using them on that monster, tripping that monster.
Roll deception.
With assist, help. Right?
We'll give you a plus two.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a 21 with the plus two.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Lied to my son.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like it.
So Terry Jr. looks at you and he like, huh. And he nods and he goes, good job, Dad.
And a little prompt comes up and says, Terry Jr. will remember that.
Yeah. So he seems like he's actually pretty proud of you.
Anthony, you're going to go ahead and note that in his stats in terms of where his alignment's going to be based on the
That's actually not a bad idea to write that down as a note. Terry Jr., easy to lie to.
Well, now Ron's like, oh, yikes, I didn't know he that's the first time he's ever believed me at something.
Yeah, it's only going to worsen your anxiety, I assume.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, everyone, where are we going? What are we doing? Where am I taking this van? I feel like we had this whole plan figured out up until us getting the kids.
And how do we get the kids? The mercenaries
Lark,
back.
Lark immediately is like, we need to go back and fight those dudes. Why are we running away from a good fight? We were winning.
That's not a good fight.
No, you guys did your job. You guys did a good job. We're going to bring you back and we should all rest at the very least.
Boring.
Lark, the goal of this fight was to all survive and be together. And we won the fight. We kicked this fight's butt by beating the fight to save you.
But I saw that guy get like turned into dust. So we didn't all make it out.
Well, someday I'm going to tell you about.
He was weak.
About Doug was very brave. He saved our friend Peyton. And we're all going to remember Doug and what a brave thing he did.
But yeah. Doug wasn't on the payroll. Doug was an unpaid intern. And that's what happens to them sometimes.
And Lark takes out a notepad and writes that down.
Hey, everyone. Meet Peyton.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Yeah, Peyton's like this kid we found in the orphan. Well, you know what? Now that I think about where that sentence goes and where Lark and Sparrow, you guys kind of like... go towards. I'm just going to just back that sentence off a little bit. Yep. Peyton's just a kid.
On the U-A-F-A-E-S-A.
Peyton's just a kid.
I lean over to Grant and I whisper to him. I say, hey, so like Peyton, he doesn't really have any parents and we've been taking care of him. Like, you know, if you just be nice to him, I think he could use a friend.
Terry, this is my half-brother, Peyton.
I forgot.
Peyton is like, I don't think we're half-brothers. That does, I don't know, I know, but hey.
All right, then who is your father figure?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Who your daddy?
I mean, yeah, your dad seems like the guy, but I don't know. I just don't want us to be brothers. That's just
guess
weird.
What? My dad is my dad, too.
Yeah, that's something... I guess that we have a common.
Wait, that's a good point. So wait, I just beginning to realize those three people were your dads, right?
Yes, that was my father, Barry.
At least the spinning image of my pops.
Okay, but Peyton, you're saying that Ron's dad, how do you know Ron's dad?
The first thing that I remember, like the earliest memory that I have is Ron's dad being really mean.
What was he doing in the memory?
That's my first memory, too.
No, that's so sad.
I don't know. He was like telling me that like I wasn't good enough and that I sucked and that I was going to be an asthmatic little shit forever and that he kicked me off into the bullywugs to fight.
Oh, dang.
And then several years went by that I met you guys and things have never been better.
Daryl just like hugs Peyton and is like clenching his fist and just like staring daggers at Ron. It's like, Ron.
Grant's watching that happen and he's like, huh.
Ooh. Like, Grant will remember that.
Yeah. Ron, what's up with your dad?
Nothing. What's up with your dad? Guys, I don't know what to say. I feel bad that he attacked all of us. I know that none of us have good dads. It's almost as if the patriarchy is set up to systematically hurt men. But, I...
Whoa. Hell yeah, brother. Preach.
Mark's like, I disagree!
Basically... what Peyton was saying is right. The first things that I ever remember is my dad being mean to me too and saying that I couldn't do things and stuff like that. And now, just like Peyton, I met all of you guys and now things have never been better. And guess what? My stepson is here and I'm looking at him in the eye right now and it's not weird at all. It's not weird. We're just like making eye contact right here.
You have not blinked in several minutes.
I now it hurts to blink, so I'm not gonna ever.
That's not how it works. You have to blink.
No, it's like my eyes are getting.
Blink. Roll perception.
Oh, shit. How was that even?
Roll,
how was that
dexterity.
Possible?
But it's a nat 20. And nat 20.
All right. Well, then you notice that the entire time Sparrow has been hugging you around the waist, and he's going, "It's okay, baby. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right."
Sparrow, what are you doing back there?
I'm spreading the love.
Okay, but just make sure to ask for consent before you hug someone, okay,
ooh,
buddy?
Ooh. I'll put that in the old brain box. Hey, can Ron, can I hug you?
Yeah, Sparrow, of course. Yeah.
That was Peyton's voice. Shit. Can I hug you?
Yeah, I mean, aside from our impending death and sort of the mystery of how we're ever going to get home or survive this, things have never been better for me.
When you say impending death, all the kids kind of look to you daddies and they go like, we're going to, what's happening? How do we get out? We're going to go home, right? We're going home.
I mean, we're
going
to try to find a way home, but I mean, if you can't tell, it's pretty wild right now. You were just kidnapped by your grandparents, it appears. Not you, Grant, but everybody else's grandparents.
Grant's like, whoa.
First things first, we got to get a lay of the land, get some intel, and these boys have spent the most time with our prime enemy here. So, Nick, like, what can you tell us about these? Oh, by the way, you good?
Am I good? This guy asked if I'm good.
I hold a fist bump.
He fist bumps you with a trembling hand that he tries to immediately like steady with his other hand. He's like, I'm good, baby. Woo! And then fist bumps you.
I mean, maybe we can talk to the kids, but like, I gotta ask you guys, like, they're your dads. What can you tell us? Like, why are your dads? Are your dads alive? When was the last time you talked to them? Like, did they disappear? Do you know why they took your kids?
No. I don't know. I don't know about this. Death seems to hold no dominion in this land, and I'm not sure about this guy here. So, for the time being, I'm just going to assume he's not my dad and some sort of weird shape-shifting motherfucker who looks like my dad. That's going to be easier for me
alive.
To process. No.
Hey, Lark Sparrow?
Yes?
Can you guys plug your ears for a second and not listen to me like you always do?
Certainly.
So Sparrow plugs his ears immediately, and then Lark, I'll tell you whether he does it or not. Roll perception.
I got a 2.
So, yeah, he plugs his ears.
I haven't talked to my dad in a really, really, really long time. We had a big fight when I was a young man, and I left, and I don't even really have a lot of memories from that time in my life, so we were not on great terms. I don't know what he's doing here. I'm as freaked out and confused as the rest of you. I don't know how it doesn't make any sense.
Not to press the issue, but this is important to me. Glenn, is your dad alive or not?
No, he's dead, man.
So he died in our world.
Yeah.
So, and he's here.
Willie died too. I mean, my dad, he didn't like me to call him Willie, but he drowned after being pulled in by a fish while fishing with his fancy big lure.
Oh, man.
I still have the lure.
You do?
Yeah, I mean.
You don't have it with you, do you?
I do.
Whoa.
Wait, you're holding on to the lure that killed your dad?
Well, he always wanted me to have it, but he never let me actually go fishing with him.
That's some pretty metal shit, man.
So your two dads died, and you haven't seen your dad in a long time.
I guess I haven't talked to him since I left. He could have died, I guess. Oh, man,
My dad died, but he wasn't here, so.
Yeah, where's your dad?
I don't know. My dad died a long time ago, but. My dad was the best. My dad was just the best guy ever.
Peyton's like, didn't you have didn't your dad show up when you do the thing where you protect everybody?
Yeah, we all saw
dad. Your
wasn't
dad is George Washington.
Yeah. He's like a less problematic George Washington, if I remember correctly.
He's George Washington with all of his complications.
Nick, you remember like Grandpa when you were a kid, right?
Very vaguely. I remember seeing him kind of once and he didn't really talk to me and he kind of left before dinner.
So did you get any sense of who that person was? Did you get that same kind of energy, that same kind of vibe?
Yeah. I mean, he ignored me as much as the other guy did. So it felt definitely on par. And like, he's got some of your, like, not visually, because you're like way cooler looking than him.
Nice.
But some of the tics, some of the, you know, the like, just the chill
moves.
Vibes.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But like bad chill vibes, like evil
I
chill.
Guess I could call, I mean, the ancestral thing, but like, I can't talk to them yet. Not till level 9. And I wasn't quite sure.
It's
very dreamlike. I wasn't quite sure if it was real or like, but I guess I can give it a shot.
So we could see your dad?
I guess. I don't know whether that would really help, but like, it seems like a coincidence that like all your dads are here.
Could we like write a message and hold it up to him? Like, what do you mean by you can't talk to him?
Like when I talk, they didn't talk back. They just gave me like thumbs up and like nods and stuff like that.
Well, maybe we could do thumbs up for thumbs up and thumbs down for thumbs up.
Thumbs up for how do we get out of here?
Yeah.
Thumbs down for tell us how to get out of here.
Look, look, guys, I'm just saying we got our kids. And last I heard, wasn't Aaron going out with that flat dude? He seemed to know something about like traveling dimensions.
That's right. There was a dimensional witch.
Oh, yeah. Vincent. Victor?
Vince. Like Vince Neil.
Vince was turned flat by a dimensional witch, and he thought maybe she might know something about crossing dimensions.
Can I take a glance around? Is anybody following us?
Roll perception.
16.
In the way distance, you can see a bird trying to flap its wings hurriedly to catch up to you. Like a big, like a raptor, like a hawk.
There's a big old bird following us.
I know he's been tailing us for the last 20 minutes. I'm just fucking around. Henry doesn't say that. Hey, wow, look at that big bird back there. You're right.
You got to very briefly experience what it's like to be a normal Dungeons & Dragons player.
What do you think that bird wants? Should we pull over and ask?
Let's just slow down. Like, just get. It seems to be catching up with us.
It's from behind us.
Yes.
No,
it's
that's
from the direction of the.
No, you dingbats. That's probably your pops, man. Turned into a bird. He turned into a dragon. Why can't he turn to a bird? Try to keep up with it.
Cast a spell at it. Kill it. I run out in the window and I go, "Hey, bird. What's up?"
I look at the bird and I say, "Are you my daddy?"
In the clear, ringing voice of Barry O, he goes, "If you could just bring the van to a slow, I think we could all come to an agreeable place for all of us. I think
Wait,
it would be-
Dad? Yeah, Father, is that you?"
"Correct, yes, yes.
I'm driving with my friends, Father. I'll talk to you later."
"I did not give you permission to do that. I would recommend you just pull over the window. That's rude. That's just rude."
I roll it back down. "You're a jerk." I roll it back up.
"I disagree."
I don't hear that.
Henry is like
white knuckling,
red, white, angry dad driving.
"Hey, hey, buddy, you want me to take over the wheel there for
a
second?"
"No, I'm fine."
"Okay."
Ron rolls down the window and flips off the bird. "Hey, I gave him the bird. Henry, I gave the bird the bird."
"I heard you the first time, Ron. That's very funny."
I roll up the window.
I lock the windows.
Dang, this would have been a good time to use a drone. Oh,
well, is he going to keep following us?
He's going to keep following us. We got to lose him,
man. Why don't you get like slow down so he's really close and then slam the brakes on and run into the back window?
If he's going to keep following us, I better just see what he wants, okay?
No, but he's very powerful. He almost killed.
He almost killed me, dude.
Yeah, no. He almost killed all of us. He kidnapped their kids.
We should tell our army to loose arrows and shit.
I can't drive. Someone else drive. Henry just lets go of the steering wheel. I rub my temples.
Lark and Sparrow try to jump into the front of the driver's seat.
No, not you two, not you two.
I'm jumping into it also.
All right, so we'll do an opposed dexterity. They'll be a disadvantage because Henry's going to try and grab them.
Oh, my God. Don't crash the fucking van.
Oh, my God.
I got a natural 20 and a 17, so it's going to be a 17.
I got a 4.
I got a 9.
Okay, so Lark and Sparrow jump into the driver's seat and they go, "We've got this."
"Oh, no."
And immediately Lark starts drifting, like kind of directly into the woods, like is like dodging trees back and forth.
Stop the car.
Roll intimidation.
I got a 16.
So Sparrow goes, "Yes, Father," and slams his foot down on the brakes, and everybody goes and moves forward, and everybody that was wearing a seatbelt is happy that they are wear seatbelts.
I was not, and I was trying to climb over, so I feel like I...
Oh, yeah, roll dexterity.
I think you're where the windshield is now.
Yeah, I was like climbing between the two seats when that happened. That's a 8.
So you just right into the front windshield, and you take a D4 of damage.
1.
Yeah, not that bad.
That's a bruised elbow. Daryl's driving. You two, go in the back.
Oh, fine. We did so good, though.
Okay, I just climb and I start driving away from the bird.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now it's had time to get way closer to you. So now it's in attack range if you want to dual attack it or it can attack you.
Should we talk to... I mean, it's your dad. It would be good to get some... I mean, arrow down the window. Hey, is it just you?
He goes, "Oh, of course. Yes, absolutely just me."
Glenn's going to take a shot at it with his gun.
Oh, my God.
Glenn, don't shoot my dad. What are you doing?
Sorry, baby, it happened.
Good. Roll. Give me a ranged attack roll. So just a D20 plus.
And your dad's dead. You probably don't think they're really the dads.
I don't think they're the dads. I'm taking a shot. Ranged attack roll, baby. Do I get a plus for any ranged attack?
You should, yeah. I feel like Glenn's also like been to a firing range before, so I feel like...
Glenn's been to an airsoft range.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's the same fucking mechanics,
Glenn's
baby.
Glenn's the type of guy who has like a surprise birthday party at a gun range where everybody's like hammered.
Oh, God. No, that's fucking irresponsible as shit.
Yeah, that's not...
That's so nothing not like Glenn.
Not a Glenn move at all. Glenn's much more likely to go to Disneyland without his son and then send Instagram pictures to his friends.
Yeah, but you're not going to be... don't operate firearms when you're fucking drunk. Like,
well, yeah, unless you want to lose your Twitch channel.
Yeah, lose your Twitch. Holy
okay,
shit.
So roll D20 and then add 4.
All right, 15.
D&D AC of a hawk. Okay, so that hits.
Headshot.
So the bullet sails directly through the body of Barry Bird Oak, and it goes, oh, caw, 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 and sort of falls over.
You shot my dad. What the frick?
Henry, your dad hits the ground and is like, that was extremely rude and really violent. And I think
Daryl.
I know that you're better than that.
Flora,
I know my son is better than
stop,
that.
Stop the car. Stop the car.
You sure?
No, yeah. No, floor it.
I'm sure.
Floor it. No.
I stopped the car.
No.
If it goes south.
No, what the fuck are you talking about? Floor it.
I get out of the car.
This guy almost killed me. No.
If you're, unless you're going to take an action, he stopped the car. Unless you're going to try to make him hit the gas.
Glenn, if shit goes down, get my kids out of here.
I'm shooting your dad.
Do not shoot my dad again, Glenn.
While we're arguing about this, do you think that? While we're arguing about this, do you think that I could get like maybe a short rest or a long rest or anything like that? Because I've only got 11
in a second, Ron. It's a little more intense than
Okay.
I'm loading the gun and aiming it at the fucking down bird.
Okay.
Glenn?
Fucking, this is a dumb idea and I'm going to...
Okay, Glenn. Can I speak?
No. Let's go. Talk to your dad. Do whatever bullshit you need to do. If anything happens, I'm pulling the trigger.
Okay. I appreciate that you're looking out for us. And
pull the hammer back.
I respect the enthusiasm and energy with which...
Henry, I would go and talk to your dad right now.
Okay, I'm going to go talk to my dad. I get out of the car, and I approach very cautiously.
So Barry, bleeding out on the ground, is like, ooh, some pretty negative energy there. I think those might be some toxic influences on you, my son. Have you been doing your breathing exercise in through the nose, out through the mouth?
I hate you so much! I decock the hammer and recock it for effect.
Father?
Son?
What are you doing here?
I'm following you, obviously.
What do you mean you're following me?
I need the children back. I need your boys.
This is this again?
Yeah, of course.
Wait, I thought there was something new.
No,
I thought
it's the same thing. I'm just following you.
Well, no. We said no back there. I need you to respect my choices. That's why I left.
Oh, my son. I can't respect your choices when you don't make good ones. You don't have the wisdom that I do.
Let's go. I'm tired of this bullshit.
I will say, I can convince Mr. Stampler to allow you to abscond with Lark and Sparrow if we could just have the others. So that is maybe something for you to consider.
Yeah,
Get the fuck in here.
I consent to that. Yeah, they can abscond. For sure.
Our family, the Oaks, the good boys, could go back to that world as long as you just give us the other one. So that's something we could definitely work out.
Father, I have a question for you.
Yes, my son. Breathe. Yes, there's that breathing I'm talking about. Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Out through the mouth. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Move through you and Vinyasa. Yes.
If we are such bad sons... that you want to take our sons, what does that say about how good of a father you were?
So he starts doing bird yoga while you're describing this. And he goes, oh, my son, see, the thing that you'll find out about being a father, the trick of it is, the longer it goes on, the better you get at it. And the tragedy of old age is that once you've learned all the lessons that you can to become the ultimate father, your child is now grown and you have to die. You have to die of old age. And that's a true tragedy. It's almost as if the world has never known a truly good father. I was a decent father to you. Not great, obviously, given the company that you keep in your whole, you know, this.
I'm slowly reversing towards Henry. Like, just like slowly approaching this whole
and
time.
And I'm going like, hell yeah, Daryl, get me in closer.
So Henry is between you and Barry if you wanted to like hit Barry.
No, I'm just like rolling so that I can get the door open for Henry, but I'm also just getting closer. But I'm doing as quietly as I can.
Roll stealth? No, roll either stealth or car handling.
Yeah, I have vehicle handling.
Okay, roll vehicle handling.
Stealth vehicle handling.
I have minivan handling.
You have to roll minivan handling and stealth and get above a 15 on both.
Okay, well, for the minivan, I got 17, and then the stealth is probably going to be a lot harder.
Yeah, you think?
11.
Okay, so he sees that the car is coming near him, and he goes like...
No, what happens is I'm doing it really quietly, and I'm looking backwards, and then I slip, and my elbow hits the horn.
My cum. Oh, you've completely... I have to start over, and he starts this whole yoga routine over
Mr.
again.
Mr. Mustache, what does abscond mean?
Abscond means to... Let me...
It's okay, I'll wait.
It's okay if you don't know, Mr. Mustache.
No. Let me just get the exact definition from Mustachepedia in my mind. It means to leave hurriedly and secretly, typically to avoid detection.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, then that's good. When you said you would ask Mr. Stampler, and I'm Mr. Stampler, so I think everything
would
be...
Oh, you meant your dad.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm Mr. Stampler.
I think you meant your dad.
Okay, yeah, just keep reversing then.
Was that a sufficient answer, my son? Do you understand now?
I understand.
Perfect.
Our answer's still no. So
get in the car, dude.
Goodbye. And I get in the car.
Okay, well, we'll probably have to kill you. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. I do believe if you could be a little bit more reasonable, we could find a better arrangement. But
I'm going home. Goodbye.
Okay. No, you'll be back.
Hey, Mr. Oak, go ahead and tell the other two dads, which I don't even know if they're really dads because I guess the other dads died, and I, you know, don't believe that this is the afterlife. So, whatever. I'm a little confused right now. Either way, just so you know, if you come for us, we will kill you.
Cool.
And you're never gonna have our kids. Goodbye. Delightful. I rolled up the window before response.
Before you go, if nope, just for certainty's sake, if you wish to ask me anything, that only I would know.
I'm not here.
You're gone. All right. So yeah, you see the bird continue to limp towards you, but it's not quite enough, and you
I back up to it. I stop the car for a second, and then I roll backwards into it.
Okay, so you try to bring
I try right over.
Roll vehicle handling.
Two. Plus four is six.
Yeah, so it dodges out of the way, and you can hear under your car like going like, that's very gauche. Trying to run me over, that's just classless.
I drive forward again, and I'm like, fuck that up.
Guys, I can pretty safely say that's either my father or a ghost that knows him very well is doing a very good impression of him. I think this is, I don't know how, but I think that's my dad.
Either way, it's insufferable.
Come to think of it, I probably should have asked him how he got here. Shit. Can you guys mind if we stop again?
Okay, I stop and I roll backwards.
Hey.
And I roll down the window.
Hey. Father, sorry, one more thing. How are you here? What the heck's going on? Wait, I left you. I was at the commune. We had the fight. And then, you know, it's vague. And then, you know, I just haven't talked to you in a while. But I don't understand how you're in this magical realm.
Why don't you roll persuasion?
You know, my dazzling display of rhetoric just then doesn't get me a free one on my...
No, you just exasperatedly asked why a bunch of times, a.k.a. the Henry Oak special.
Oh, my gosh.
The dice are not kind to me today, my friend. That would be a 5.
He goes, oh, I would be absolutely delighted to explain why. As soon as I'm done eviscerating your car. And he transforms into a giant crab.
Crab?
Yeah, like a crab the size of a Buick.
A giant enemy crab?
So yeah, you speed away and you see him beginning to like sideways at you, but he's not going fast enough to catch up to you.
Does he have a weak spot on his belly that we can hit for massive damage?
Such fresh knees.
He can't go fast enough?
No, he can't go fast enough to catch up to you. He's just a crab.
I kind of just, like, I keep trying to swerve like left and right in front of him and be like, hey, you're not so fast there, are you, buddy?
Okay,
hey, asshole.
Hey, don't bait. He can probably turn into other stuff. Let's go.
He turns into a cheetah. He turns into a cheetah.
The moment I start driving.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my comfort?
ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and the medical provider.
Why is that to be uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do you need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
What? Oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors
hard.
Are like that all the time.
Yeah, I know. They just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of your things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down.
Aww.
It's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's see what's in store
today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I've always in gift
stress
mode.
Out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check it out.
Okay, let's find a gift for my dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay,
for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page.
Okay, but those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth. Yeah,
what does Beth want?
What does Beth want?
My dad.
Beth.
The one thing Beth, Etsy
you
can't
sound like
give.
A 90s kid.
Yeah, that's me.
Handmade treasure set. Gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
You are again driving away. He's again in pursuit, but he's still kind of slow because he does have the gunshot wound.
So he's not stopping.
No, he's not stopping. But I will say that if you drive straight to like a town or whatever without stopping for a rest or anything like that, you will basically outpace him enough to get there and maybe have time to hide the van or whatever the fuck. Because like, remember, you guys still have that charm inside the van.
Yeah, the magical items.
That magically sort of cloaks it from anybody who could try to detect you. So just to remind you, Neverwinter is a day's drive away if you want to get back to Neverwinter. The bad dogs, the leader of them, I guess the pro temp leader, rides up to you on the horse and goes, so you've got us for about the next like 6 hours.
Okay, here's what you guys can do. You can turn around and make a big wall and then attack this cheetah that's coming after us and slow him down.
That sounds perfect.
All right, cool.
Hell yeah.
Keep driving.
Good day, sir. They disappear behind
just
you.
Just do it for 6 hours.
I guess you'll just let us know how well that works or not.
Yeah, I mean, you'll know when he comes up and how many like body parts he has hanging off of him, I guess.
Oh, well, that guy tells us how well it's going
to
go.
Guys, we need to get into a town and we need to like lay low.
All right. You know, it's fine. I had a weird run-in with my dad who I haven't talked to in 20 years, but it's fine. Let's come up with a plan, right?
Yeah.
Step one, get back to Earth.
Neverwinter. Well, the step one is Neverwinter.
Well, step one A is, you know, figure out how to do step one, right? And step one A1 is get to a place where we can do that.
I lean over to Grant and say, hey, Grant, can you get Mr. Oak a protein bar? He's feeling a little, I think he needs something to eat.
Daryl, I'm talking. Daryl, we all have to pay attention to the plan, okay?
Sorry, of course, Henry.
Now I lost. Where was I? Step 1A3, step 1A14. Okay. All right. I am sitting down. Okay. Give me the protein bar.
You hungry there, buddy?
Yeah. Give me the
protein
bar.
So Grant leans over to like open up the, what is it? Like in a Tupperware or what is it? Where is the?
I have like a box.
Box. He thrusts his hand into a box and inside.
Oh, hold on. A box of protein or energy bars of indeterminate brand and origin.
Yes.
Half for mattress protein
and
bars.
And they're delicious.
I was kind of hoping that Daryl bought a bunch of Luna bars thinking they were meant for men by mistake. And now he like feels weird about
eating
them.
I love Luna bars.
Oh,
they're
no.
Great.
The only thing that's back is a bunch of cards for Audible.com. That's not useful.
Wait, what about Luna bars?
Luna bars is like, aren't they like a for women bar?
No,
or am I making that up?
I have no idea.
They're marketed as such, but they're actually just delicious.
They're very tasty.
They're the nutrition bar aimed at women.
Well, I hope it's a box of Nature Valley XL protein bars is all I can say.
You reach into the box and inside, Lark just grabs your hand and he goes, I ate all of them. I was very hungry. They forgot to feed
us. I'm sorry.
Oh, they forgot to feed you guys?
They forgot to feed us.
Well, have you not? How long was the last time any of you ate? Jeepers creepers.
A couple days.
All right. We got hit up
a Bullywugs, guys.
We're not going Bullywugs.
Hey, those Bullywugs, we can make some money, baby. He cracks his neck.
No, it's okay, Payne.
Yeah, I'm also feeling a bit peckish. If there's some sort of drive-through option or...
I think we're going to drive to Neverwinter and find the safest inn and hide this van, and then we can all just get ourselves, you know, situated, right?
Yeah, but I'm in the mood for something fast, like chickeny or just something, you know, some road food.
Well, we'll see what they have at the next exit, okay? Yeah.
Okay. Also, I have to pee.
Okay, well, you should have thought of that before you got in the car.
That doesn't change the fact that he has to pee. That's a jacked up thing to say to a man.
I hand him an empty water bottle. I say, go ahead.
Yeah.
All the kids go, ew.
Yeah, well, it's either that or we all die if we step all over. So let's keep moving, okay?
I can hold it.
You don't want to go?
I can hold it.
Okay.
Roll Constitution.
You did this, Beth. So it's come to this. Oh, no.
It's a 4.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you pee a little bit. Not a lot. It's not a lot. It's not like fountains going everywhere, but it's definitely a little bit.
What's Ron good.
What's
Ron wearing again?
There's no pants.
No pants. There's just a high vibe.
Just a tidy whitey?
This is cool guy boxers.
This is cool guy boxers.
Just the front of the cool guy boxers, like the O in the cool is just like kind of a darker black than all God. The surrounding it.
Can I see how I perceive this?
Why?
Roll perception.
Why?
Sure.
I don't know. I just want. I got a 7.
You can't tell.
Okay.
As far as you turn, it's still cool guy.
Cool guy.
Yeah, I'm
if
good guys.
Your pants is cool.
I'm the coolest. Miles Davis.
Okay, so you guys make it to Neverwinter, let's say, and what are you going to do with the van?
We're gonna hide it.
We gotta hide
it. Okay, so you're
thing.
Gonna do the typical daddy's a special hide it.
Usually we have Aaron O'Neill's tree boys hide it for us. But
The inn, I assume they have a stable. I say we have a very large horse that we need to put in our stable.
Yeah, we put it inside the hay, like a big old pile of hay.
Yeah,
stable.
I feel like that would be fine with some of the money you have
and
left.
And we
over.
Should probably have like the charm. Do we keep it on us and does that still protect us? Or is it like.
If it's enclosed, it protects it. So if you wanna like hide something in a box. And nobody can see what's inside the box. You put the charm in the box. If you want to hide it inside of a room with a closed door,
what if we attach it
works?
Like to an umbrella and like held it up like a tour group?
What
wouldn't
if
work?
Because
that's not enclosed.
If you get inside, we're in the barn. We could rest while we're in the barn with the charm. Nobody can see
we'll
we're in the barn.
We'll hang the charm.
That would work.
Do we need to actually go into Neverwinter if we have this thing? Can we like pull over in the? We need to feed the kids.
Need some
though.
Food and some rest. I need a long rest.
And I still need to pee a little bit.
Only a little bit. You said you had to pee a lot before.
I'm also getting dehydrated.
Grant is looking at Ron with the most sympathy you have ever seen. Like, this is what he's like all the time, just this.
So do you guys want to find like a roadside inn tavern?
Yeah, like a
scenario?
Red Lion.
Dude, this
or
is like the most D&D that this is like place.
I know,
we
it's
find
weird.
A D&D ass tavern on the side
it's
of
like,
the road.
Right, as we approach Neverwinter, there's like an inn. As we approach it, we go past that inn and we drive all the way through Neverwinter to the back side of Neverwinter and go to that inn.
You go to the fantasy ass.
I'm just gonna Google search the first hit result for D&D fantasy tavern sound effect and just pipe that shit in. Fucking loots and shit. Like I want the fucking and candles and lutes and like the ale.
Okay. Actually, I pull over to the first inn really quick. I pull over to the first inn. I say, "Hey guys, wait 1 second." And I run into the first inn.
What is he doing?
I run into the first inn.
Can Ron go pee?
Ron, you can pee. Ron, come with me and pee. You guys just stay with the kids really quick. I run and I give the person like 20 silver.
Okay.
I go, "Hey, so just like we're gonna take that whatever room you got. Tell them that's 4 dads and a bunch of kids are in there. And we're having a rowdy time. If anybody asks where we are, you say this room."
Okay.
Cool.
So,
all right.
Want the key? You don't want the key?
I'll take it.
Yeah, can I take the key really quick and then I'm going to go to the bathroom and then come back and give you the key.
Okay.
And it's an extra $1 for you if you tell everybody that you possibly see, especially if it's like a cougar or like an animal.
A hot mom
just like
comes in.
Hot mom. Hey, you see 4 single
bring
dads?
Us your hottest moms.
Hey, sir, you see 4 single dads here, am I right? So you see anybody.
I will send all cougars in your direction.
You just make as much noise as possible. Let them know that Ron Stampler, super high as Ron.
The singer.
This is in this inn and nowhere else. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah. And here's another piece of silver. And if anybody ever asks if Ron has ever had an accident in any capacity, number one or number two, say no. I mean, it's the truth, but just an extra incentive to say no is okay. this
pieces. So I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I've really got to go to the bathroom, but I'll be back.
So after you pee and as you guys leave the inn, you hear the barkeep shouting, "Hi, I'm Ron's playing a concert here, and he never peed his pants." And everybody goes, "Huzzah!"
Okay, then we drive to the second inn.
Okay, so the second inn is called Vixen's Gale. It's the Vixen's Gale, this tavern, and that is a name submitted by, I believe their name is Nitai, or Nitai. It's a cool last name. Imagine the most cliche Dungeons & Dragons ass.
Yes, finally, like, dude. It's been a year.
Is there a party of level one adventurers meeting for the start of their quest in there?
That's actually great, yeah. There's a fighter and, like, four rogues, and they're just arguing about, like, one of you should have been a cleric. I specifically asked for a cleric and a wizard and a paladin, and they're like, I like being sneaky. There's like a goblin waiter going around, like he's got a little step stool he has with him and stands on it to take people's orders and put their drinks down. There's lamps, you know, hung all around the interior of the tavern. The bartender is a guy with a big old wart on his nose who spits into wooden mugs and cleans them with a washcloth. It's everything you can want. There's a cloaked man in shadow in the corner smoking a pipe.
Yes, finally! Yes!
I walk up to the bartender. I say, "Sir, we're a group of new travelers, and I'm wondering if there's any adventures that we could go on. Any dungeons around? Any dragons to
That's
slay?"
That's right. Guys, Daryl's doing what's called a cover. We don't want anyone to know we're really staying here.
Oh,
so why don't we pretend to be a band of merry adventurers?
Level one adventurers.
Out into the world trying to save princesses and doing daring deeds, right?
Yep.
We received a mysterious missive.
Yes.
All of us were summoned by someone only going by the letter X. And we were all told to come to this
can
bar.
Can we do voices? Guys,
okay,
can we
so
do
as
voices?
You say that, the man in the shadowy corner goes, "You're here for X, aren't you?"
Yeah, that's because why
Henry,
else
Henry,
would we be
Henry,
here?
Character voices.
That's right. Dad Huddle.
Okay.
Okay, so Glenn's right. We all need to do cool character voices if we're going to pretend that we're undercover. So I'm going to do like sort of an Aragorn voice. "You cannot wield it. None of us can. You cannot wield it." Does that sound like Aragorn?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
great. Sure. I'm going to be the Aragorn. Do you guys know that movie?
Lord of the Rings. It's a good movie.
Ron, what will your voice be?
Okay, I'm going to do this kind of like tough sort of like maybe northern U.S. voice, and it's going to sound like really manly and cool. All right, here, I'm going to do it right now. "Hi, I'm Ron Stampler."
That's pretty good.
Wow, I got chills.
Payne's like, "Wow, you nailed it. Oh, you nailed it."
I'm going to go over to the rogues and be like, "Hello, fellow rogues." I bet
the rogues are like, "Have you ever sneak attacked?"
I bet you'll never guess what I am. It would almost be too roguish to be a rogue and not act like a rogue.
Oh.
Almost too sneaky, you'd say.
Roll a persuasion.
Ron's the hardest rogue that's ever rogued.
Four.
They seem very unimpressed.
And they have all the usernames of everybody on Reddit.
Yeah. Every time they hear a new story about you guys, they write on the newsletter on the bottom, like, "I'm not really impressed. I feel like one of them is not doing as well as they could be."
"Ooh, I'll be a bard and I'll talk like this. Yes."
That's great. I don't think they have Italians in this world, so I think that'll work just fine.
I don't think I want to deal with this Mr. X guy. He seems, anybody who's called Mr. X is not good. I'll be the fighter. So be like, "Hi, Mr. X. I'm pretty sure we're talking about another Mr. X. Thanks for coming, though."
"But what have you for an adventure for us?"
"Don't worry about us, Mr. X. If you sit right back in that corner, we'll be fine."
Mr. X is like, "I'm getting mixed signals. Do you want the adventure or do you not?
It is great danger and great import.
Tell us of this adventure."
"Yes, tell us."
While they're talking to this guy and selling our story, Daryl, why don't you and I go book us a room?
Okay, Mr. Innkeep.
So the innkeep, the bartender, spits again. into a different mug, one that somebody's drinking out of. And he goes, "Oi, what is it?"
I'm a fighter.
"Rooms are 6 shillings a night."
"My name..." Oh no, why is this so funny? Yes, my name is Aragorn Baggins, and we and these are my fellow adventurers, and these are our children, and we need a room."
"Hail and well met, barkeep. I am Darthaniel, son of Eofarnley, and ruler of the seven realms of Farnangleth, and I require a room, for we are but adventurers. I beseech thee to let us stay here for a fort day.
Or perhaps fort we could day. Barter with the sonorous sound of my lute, for I am Bartholomew, a traveling bard, here to trapeze across the lands in the search for my long-lost
Yo, Dungeons & Dragons fucking sucks.
Yes, and I am Don Crampler of the Minnesota Cramplings. And I am also on this wistful journey. Oh, sorry, I'm losing my voice. Oh, I can't even do the fake accent anymore. I'm getting back into Ron Stampler.
Is this Ron or is this Beth?
Sometimes I don't know.
Barkeep, can we perhaps barter a bit of song for a night, perchance?
And will an extra shilling keep anybody from knowing we were here?
Well, first of all,
I flip him an extra shilling. So no one can know we're here.
So are you trying to barter for a room with a song, or are you going to pay me for 6 shillings and an additional 1 shilling for secrecy?
Aragorn, perchance I could talk with thee for thine moment.
Yes.
We want him to think that we're really these people and that we are here. We don't want him to tell people we aren't here. Then all of the careful character work we've done will be wasted.
Oh, all right, barkeep. Oh. Tell everybody that we're here. Tell them that Ron Crampler and all of...
Ron Crampler?
I mean, Don Crampler.
Everyone. And he clinks the glasses together and he goes, Ron is here. And he points at Ron.
Sorry, everybody. He meant Don. I hear Ron is playing down on the other side of the town, though.
So
a couple people in the end are like, wait, Ron's playing? And they fucking bolt.
Can we have a room, sir?
Yes. Again, all you have to do is pay me the fucking 6 shillings.
I give him the 6 shillings. Like, okay. Guys, maybe we should just go to the room.
It's the first room on the right once you go up the stairs.
Great. Can we get us actually 2 rooms? Because a lot of us.
Yeah.
2 rooms, please.
20 shillings.
Okay.
Sure.
Wow. Holy, I could have asked for more.
You could have asked for more.
No! All right, so you have 2 rooms now.
How are we going to split it up, guys?
I guess I'll take 1 room with Lark and Sparrow, and you guys could take another room.
And you guys have the charm on you, right? So yeah, being inside this building, you're
shielded. Oh, we can fill 1 room with dummies and, like, little bed pillows, and then if people come to attack us in the middle of the night, they'll think we're in that room.
Well, do we all want to chill in 1 room for a second just to...
Yeah, all right, let's all... Well, we can all hang out in my room for a second.
We can all pick up hot chicks and then take them back. And so then, like, there's, like, only half of relevant people. I'm done.
That's some D&D shit. Okay, are you going to rest for the night?
Hey, hold on. Wait, guys, we'll go to the room. We'll meet you there in 1 second. Hey, Mr. X.
Yes.
Tell us of what plans you have.
My plans are of great import, but...
I'm bored. All right, we're going to the room.
He's still talking as you walk away.
Very good.
Holy shit.
So do y'all go to bed?
I guess we should just go to bed. Yeah. Oh, we should get food.
Just fucking eat, dude.
Let's get some room service. Let's get some food.
He was spitting in those cups a lot. Huh? I saw that, right?
Is there like I stick my head out the window. Is there like a Postmates in this town or something, man? It's like a dude on a horse that can like bring us food from another place
and
we can pay him.
You see a guy going by in a blue mailman's outfit. He goes, I'm not your mate. And he goes, I will bring you food for a premium. No, what you need.
Bring us food for how many people are we?
There's 9.
4 plus.
Ten. There's 10
bring
of us.
Bring us food for 10 people. 3 meals need to be vegan, though.
I've never heard that word before
Give
in my life.
Give me 10 meals, but 3 of them are just vegetables.
Ew.
And no spitting. No spit in them.
That's going to be extra.
Okay, I toss them in their shilling.
No, we're using gold and silver.
Give me a gold.
I give him a gold.
Okay. Holy shit. It worked.
We have so much money.
What a room.
Remember before we were arguing about keeping ten silver? Now we're just throwing gold left and right.
Season two of Dungeons & Daddies about four rich cosplaying idiots.
So cut to like an hour later, you all are eating some, like, actually for the gold, like it seems like he didn't completely screw you over. He spent about half of it on the food.
Sounds like more like caviar than Postmates, am I right?
Hey. Oh, oh.
That's the fancy one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Beth, if you have to ask.
So you're all sitting in a room with your kids, eating food that's actually surprisingly good, and there's really lovely music, lute music, playing from the tavern below. And for the first time, it feels like you're actually in a relatively peaceful place, like a nice, you're kind of in a nice spot.
So. I assume we're kind of relating the tale of like everything that went down.
Oh, are we doing like a little montage over us explaining all of our trials and tribulations to our kids? Like in Return of the Jedi when C-3PO explains the whole story, but he's like, follow me, man, obey too. And he's like, yeah.
Darth Vader.
Dum dum.
Henry looks around the room and he kind of smiles. He's like, this is nice. It's nice that everyone's together. I know our journey is still a long way to go. We've got a lot of trials and tribulations, I'm sure. But I just want to say this is really great. Yeah, for right now.
Yeah. I'm actually more curious about kids. What did you go through? What was it like in there? What happened?
Yeah, tell us everything that happened to you guys.
So Nick's like, I mean, before we got grabbed by the purple guys, like, I mean, it sounds like you sort of heard most of it, right, guys? And the other kids go, yeah, you know most of the things that happened to us before then. After the purple dudes took us, they mainly just kept talking about how we were going to be raised by them and everything was going to be cool and that we were all family except for any points at Grant, and Grant was like, yeah, they kind of just like kept referring me as a backup plan. So
a backup plan.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Maybe they wanted a spare kid. I don't know. But they weren't nice about you. None of them were. And
So you guys have just been hanging out in that castle this whole time.
Yeah. They just been keeping us there. Just trying to like.
They didn't feed you though?
No, they forgot the last couple of days. They talk a lot about being good dads. I don't know how good they are. They seem kind of mean, especially Willie. Willie's really mean.
Man, I'm so sorry you guys had to go through that.
No, yeah, it was fine, I guess. Grant thinks it was fine. Terry is like, it was pretty hairy. He was like, he shouted at us a fair number of times, and it was like really scary. Nick obviously thinks it's not a big deal. Lark still wants to go back and kill him, and Sparrow is like, I think we should forgive him. I think we should forgive all of them.
I put my hand on Grant. I was like, Grant, are you sure? It sounds like it's pretty rough there. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. It's all good.
It's okay. It's okay if it wasn't. I would have been scared in there.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, gentlemen, what do we do now? What's next for us and this merry band?
We could tell scary stories.
Sorry, good idea, Peyton.
Is that okay. That thing?
Yeah.
Okay, you go first.
Okay. Boys and men and adventurers, once upon a time, there was a very scary person. This person had an arm of string that he would cast into the water to pick up food that breathed underwater. He was a monster man with a long string arm, and one day the string man, having a son, I mean a younger person that he was the father of biologically, through sex, he said, son, Ronald, won't you fish with me? And the son said, sure. But then the son threw up after seeing a fish getting gutted, and he said, son, I'll never fish with you again. And so he cast his long string arm into the water with a big fancy lure on it. And it looked like this. It looked like a little, like a squid sort of thing, but shiny. And then Ron takes the lure out of his pocket. And then the guy caught something. He caught something huge, and he was as happy as his son had ever seen him. He had never seen his big, strong father that happy. And then there was a splash, and that was it. That's the end of the story. Woo, spooky.
Payton's like, that was fucking terrifying.
Ron, was that story about someone you know?
Oh, you know, just the old pops, Willie. I still can't get comfortable calling him Willie. He was just, you know, father.
Dang.
Dad.
Yeah, my dad made me call him father too, you know? I mean, that's kind of, that felt normal at the time. But then,
sir, yeah, I had to call him sir when I knew him.
Well, gentlemen, a toast, I guess. We all made it this far, and we're all going to make it a lot farther together. You know, we're all going to make it a lot father and son together.
All of the kids.
Spooky. I mean,
dad.
Good job, everyone, reacting to my joke.
Should we do a long rest, I guess?
I guess we should all hit the hay.
We should long rest.
Henry and Ron, you two and your kids, and then Grant, Peyton, me, and Glenn, and Nick.
Nick, yeah.
Okay.
Listen, I think our next step has got to be finding Erin and meeting up with her somewhere. And
you saw a bunch of trees on the way into here.
Yeah, so. I feel like we're close enough to the forest there where I think that's our next step tomorrow, but we got a long day.
Maybe we can
us.
Get a referral to this dimensional witch.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Do you need anything before you go to sleep, kiddo? Like a bedtime story or a lullaby or anything?
I think, like, do you need anything? Because the last story you told seemed kind of personal and kind of a bummer.
Yeah, did you know any, like, lullabies?
I mean, I know, like Rockabye Baby. Do you want me to sing you Rockabye Baby?
Yeah, no, yeah, let's do it. We can do it together.
Are you going to do the thing with your voice? Where you do the two
I mean, no.
Is this the trailer for a horror movie?
Okay. All right, I guess we're doing this. All right, 1, 2, 3.
I actually don't remember the words.
All right, Ron.
All right, good night, kiddo.
Good night.
Also, I'm giving Nick a knife.
Oh, hell yeah, what for?
Dude, like, you gotta defend yourself, bro.
Shit you.
Oh, right.
He immediately starts like stabbing the door, just like, okay.
As everybody.
I'm telling it, it's bad.
I search Lark for knives before we go to sleep.
You find more knife than not knife in his pants. I thought in case we needed to break out. Like, if anything, you should be thanking me.
I appreciate the effort and I appreciate your proactiveness and your can-do attitude. I'm going to hold on to the knives for now. And if we need them, you know, I'll make the decision about that when it comes up.
So, Father, good brother Sparrow has told me that you could now turn into a werewolf. When do I get such power, please?
That, I don't know. You know, I don't really get what's happening with all that. You know, the first time
There's
I did
some strange
that,
things happening to your body that you're maybe having questions about.
The first time we came here, like, there was this big flash and I heard a voice and I couldn't understand what it was saying. And, you know, so that's a mystery I'm still working on. But, you know, you're going to go through some mysteries of yourself your body begins to change. And, you know, that's all a part of life. And I'm happy to talk to you about that anytime because I do have some answers about that.
Sparrow is like, I would love all the answers, as many answers as you possibly can. How are babies formed?
Well, okay, I can...
I close the door, separating our two rooms on them. Like, that's going to be a long night. I mean, yeah, I tell Grant I love him and good night. I'm waiting for everybody else to go to sleep.
Peyton goes, which room should I...
Oh, I mean, they already have three kids. We'll have three kids here.
Okay, cool. Hey, Grant.
And Grant's like, yeah, what?
Peyton goes, your dad's pretty cool.
And Grant's like... No, he didn't say anything. He just turns away.
Did I hear that?
Goes to sleep. Roll perception.
Yeah, I heard that. That's a 19.
Cool. Yeah, you heard it.
I'm going to wait until the kiddos are asleep, and I'm going to talk to my boy Daryl Wilson here. But hey, Daryl.
Hey, what's up, Glenn?
Did Ron kill his dad?
No. I'm pretty sure.
That sounded like Ron killed his dad, dude.
I'm not great with these, as you know, like, I'm not really, I'm not super smart on, like, the literature stuff, but, like, I'm pretty sure the symbolism was pretty clear. I'm pretty sure his dad, like, drowned or something. I don't think he killed him.
Yeah, but... I think Ron pushed his dad in and killed his dad.
You know, let's be honest. Like, would that surprise you?
It would be Ron,
yeah,
right?
It wouldn't surprise me.
It explains a lot. Just saying, man.
Hey, guys.
Where the fuck is that coming from?
You hear Henry's voice whispering through the door. Hey, Ron's asleep in here. I couldn't help but overhear. I don't think he killed his dad either.
I don't think so either.
Peyton wakes up and is like, I don't think, for what it's worth, I also don't think he killed his dad.
When everybody's asleep, can I try to slip away?
Sure. Roll stealth with advantage.
Yeah, we are conked out. Take a long rest.
16?
Yeah, that'll do it.
So I go outside. I have to evoke rage to do this. So I go outside.
You'll work yourself up into a lather.
I go outside and I look. Is there, like, I go to where the car is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just start punching the hay.
Okay.
I go, fuck.
Hitting
the
hay.
Fuck is he?
While everybody's hitting
and
the
I
hay.
Get, and I get really angry, and then I evoke rage, and I evoke ancestral spirits.
So once again, Coach Taylor, George Washington, and your father appear to you in spectral form.
I salute George Washington, and then I say, sup, Coach.
So Coach Taylor looks at you, and he points at his eyes, And then he points at his heart. and then he does like a hands across, just like a no gesture, and then an L with his fingers.
Holy
and
shit.
I look at my dad, Frank, and I go, "Hey, Dad."
And he waves.
"Is this actually you?"
And he sort of gives you a sad smile, and he like opens his arms for a hug.
I put my hands up for a hug.
So your hands, so they just go through his body.
Yeah.
And your hands just clutch nothing but air, and he sadly shakes his head at you.
So it's not you.
And he shakes his head again.
What a sick prank to pull on.
Yeah, I feel like there's a better way you could have showed me that. My dad wouldn't have done it that way, that's for sure.
He just fucking shakes his head.
Your spectral dad bares his teeth, and you hear like a...
I like try to play it off like next to George Washington, like I didn't fall for it. Like, oh, hey, I was just stretching. Yeah, I didn't think it was actually you. That'd be too easy, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. I just want to say, I guess, thanks for not being the sort of dad that would be here right now. I don't know what these guys are going through. It seems like a lot. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I wish you were here, though.
It points at itself and then puts up two fingers. Like, me too.
Oh. Wait, I don't get what you said, Dad. I'm not very smart. What two piece?
Your dad just like shakes it and then sort of puts his hands out like a don't worry, you know, it doesn't matter. Don't worry about it.
Three words starts with first word.
You never were good at charades. It's all good. Okay. I mean, I guess you're not really my dad anyways, but I don't know. It's still nice just seeing you, even if it's not really you.
So as you say that, he takes out a spectral football and he like gives you a like, He puts his arm back as if to like,
and Coach Taylor's just fucking pumped out of his fucking gourd.
Coach Taylor's just like fucking clapping like,
I'm about to do it. I'm like, oh, you got me the first time. That hug didn't work.
And he shrugs and then tosses it. And then George Washington catches it out of the air and then throws it to one of his slaves.
I'm sitting there. And I'm watching. I'm like, Coach Taylor, George Washington, and my dad are playing ghost football.
Yes.
And then he throws it to a slave. Shows up and says, hey. So I'm like super enjoying this, and then I see that.
And then he sees that.
No, but then I see that, and I just get up, and I just walk out the door and close it behind me. And I walk inside.
To cut George Washington from your team.
Yeah, I knock on the wall, and I try to wake up Henry.
Daryl, what time is it? What's up? You okay?
Yeah, no, I just I don't know. I just need to say this. I don't know. I think George Washington's off my team. Don't worry about it. Just go to bed. Thanks, man.
Okay, good night. Man.
Okay.
Dude, that was the entire snarling id of the American masculine psyche in one image. Was like football, George Washington, your dad, and the sword of Damocles that is slavery. Man, that was a lot.
Okay, so you all go to sleep.
Oh my God.
As you are used to, but maybe have taken for granted every time you fall asleep, once again, you are in the realms of what you now know to be three of the four of your fathers. And they go like, taking a rest, I see.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, big surprise. We fucking go to sleep. Wow, you're so smart.
No, so Willie goes like, oh, somebody's irritated. Somebody's irritated.
Yeah, maybe I found out that some of our founding fathers aren't exactly the people I thought they were in the first place.
Glenn is stripping naked and doing obscene things.
In front of your dad?
So Bill Close is like, whoa, Tiger. What? Why?
Glenn,
why?
We're all
why?
Here.
And looking away.
Are we?
Are we? Even if we're not, we were talking. What are you doing?
I don't care. These guys suck. I don't believe that any of them are my real dad. My real dad sucked and I never need to talk to him again. So this dad can look at my butthole.
Look at his butthole, dads.
Episode title.
Bill's like, what?
So it's a dream world. Nothing matters.
Bill looks at your butthole and he goes, I'm your dad. I don't know what to tell you, Glenny.
Glenn tries really hard to poop.
Ew.
Yeah, Anthony, now what? Bring it, motherfucker.
So if you want to like just ignore them and go back to sleep, you can. But if there's any other questions you wanted to ask them or anything.
Glenn, you could go back to sleep if you want.
Glenn, you could go back to sleep if you don't. We don't all
need
to. Yeah,
whatever. Whatever. I just walk backwards, flipping the bird, and I moonwalk out of this fucking scene.
Okay. So the remaining three of you.
I just wish you guys could get lost. Like
Willie says, you're not going to talk us out of this. If there's anything you wanted to know that would make this a little bit more clear to you so you understand, you know, why this is all going to happen to you. Because I'm going to be straight with you. These guys, they want to spare you. I'm kind of over it.
Father.
What, Ron?
If you raised
Terry Jr. as your own, would you love him?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Do you love me?
You wake up.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Daryl Wilson. Anthony Birch is our DM. Will Campos is Henry Oak. Beth May is Ron Stampler. And myself, Freddie Wong, as Glenn Close. Theme song and outro is All Right by Maxton Waller. Thanks this week to Nitai for submitting a place name that we used in the episode. And as always, special thanks to our fine Patreon supporters who make this show possible. Exemplars such as Morgan, Calvin Hilde, Matthew Toner, Everett Park, Jacob Ciela, James K, Tim Sandoval, Thorir Asmundsson, Benjamin. Believe it or not, there's only one person with just that Benjamin, so congratulations Benjamin, and Dungeon Master Titus the Cursed. We hope you've enjoyed this episode, and what up to all the people listening and reacting to this episode live in our Discord. This is something that we just started doing. All of our Patreon supporters can join us on episode release day to listen and react alongside with us, and that is on top of all kinds of bonus content like our after show Talking Dad and early access to merch. If you want to join us, that's patreon.com/dungeonsanddad. Speaking of merch, we're going to be going live on the store with a sticker pack soon. There's a Stampler bumper sticker, a Measure Once Cut Twice sticker, a Scam Likely sticker, a Dads Don't Do Other Dads Dirty sticker, and a very upsetting BDSM banana sticker. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Get it? Banana peeled. Haha. Patreon supporters, don't have to wait as long. You're going to have early access to this merch probably by this week. That's going to be on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com. Twitter.com/dungeonsanddads is the Twitter. bit.ly/dungeondads is the Facebook group. The next episode is coming at you April 14th. So we will see you then. Bye, everyone. There was a time when you could read between the lines. You know they never brought you down. Never brought you down. And the smoke from Chekhov's gun. So, A, mark that you have one less bullet in Chekhov's gun. And B, the I said one and B. And two, the smoke that
the funniest letter.
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey, Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Okay. Well, no, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
What activities are we talking about here?
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom
even the
loves
friends.
And named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code Dungeons at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh, wait, we're
Ryan.
Back.
We're Ryan.
We love you. We missed you. We're sorry.
We may have stepped out on you in international.
I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone, because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan, you told me all about those overpriced wireless providers, how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out pretty soon.
That's right. Ryan. When I heard that Deadpool v. Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile accounts.
Oh, I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool.
Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores, they don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you.
I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do
you can have? Hey, modern phones allow you to put multiple.
Stepping out on us with other podcasts.
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you.
Imagine 20's calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.